Shalom and welcome to Psalm 70 of Tehillim Yomi, Mizmor Ayin. Amos Chacham introduces Psalm 70 and 71 together, assuming they were originally one psalm, which were eventually divided. His proof stems from the fact that Psalm 71 seems like a continuation and has no title, as well as the multiple of words and ideas which seamlessly flow from one to the other. Psalm 70 uses the word chusha, which means fast, twice, prominently in the first verse and as an inclusio in the last verse too, as well as verse 12 in Psalm 71. Additionally, the words yevoshu, yechparu, and yikalmu, all meaning to be embarrassed, appear in verse 3, again in verse, and again in Psalm 71 on verses 1 and 13 in the final verse of 24. Finally, describing God as my helper and savior, Ezriya Mufelti, appears at the last line in Psalm 70, and the second and fourth verse of 71. We'll study Psalm 70, and then continue with its relationship to its sister in the next analysis. Verse 2 has an interesting poetic structure. It starts with Lamanatzech LeDavid LaHazkir, a psalm as a remembrance, which we discussed, I believe, in Psalm 39. Then it says, Elohim lahatzileni Adonai leezrati chusha. O God, to save me, O Lord, to help me quickly. In this structure, the adverb chusha, quickly, applies both to the first and second stich, such that it's really saying, in the poetic way, save me quickly, help me quickly. But the emphasis is on the last word, and it lingers as we move to the next verse and influences our understanding of it as well. Elohim lahatzileni Hashem leezrati chusha yevoshu v'yichparu mevakshei. Let it happen quickly. Verses 3 and 4 speak of the expected doom of his enemies, and 5 speaks of the reaction of those who seek God to the happy outcome. Yevoshu v'yachperu mevakshei nafshi, yasogu achor v'yikamu chafetzei ra'ati. Those who seek after my soul will be ashamed, or it really is ashamed, for those who seek after my soul. Those who desire my harm will be turned backwards and will be put to confusion or bewilderment. Yashuvu al akev bishtam ha'omrim ha'ach ha'ach. Those who say, aha, aha, who acted with pride, will be turned back because of their shame. Yasisu v'ismechu b'cha kom v'akshecha, v'yomru tamid yigdal Elohim o'ave yishuatecha. Those who seek you will rejoice and will be glad in you. And those who love your salvation will say continually, let God be magnified. Note that the first verse does not ask God per se, but almost expects salvation and help in an immediate way. It says, Elohim lehatzileni. It could have just said, Elohim, hatzileni, help me, save me. But he seems to sense that he's saying, God will help me. Thus, his recall or his request produces 8 reactions. 5 from the evil ones and 3 from the righteous. The evil ones will be embarrassed, will be shamed, recoil, bewildered, and be returned in shame. While those who seek God will rejoice in God, be glad in God, and speak of God's greatness. A lot of yuds, yisogu, yikalmu, yashuvu, yasisu, yismechu, yomru. And this is the way that the psalmist sets it up. More negative consequences will happen to the evil ones than positive ones to the righteous one. That makes sense, since pain hurts more than joy brings pleasure. Thus, the constant desire to see the vengeance of God on the enemies, even more than the rewards. The psalmist begins with a somewhat personal call to God, and then contrasts the reactions of two groups who clash with each other, the enemies and the righteous. As a result of his private call, a public reaction ensues. But then the story returns to the individual, to his personal plea. Va'ani, ani ve'evyon Elohim, chushali Ezriim filtiata Adonai al tachar. But I am poor and needy, O God, make haste to me. You are my help and my savior. O God, do not be late. As opposed to them, I, a poor and humble servant, call out to you. And his request, Husha, quickly, don't tarry, bring salvation, help me. In 150 Psalms, it is impossible not to have words repeating themselves, phrases appearing over and again, even whole verses repeated. This psalm is no exception. Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18, are almost a word-for-word rendition of the entire content of our poem. With minor additions or subtraction, Psalm 70 is subsumed into Psalm 40, the second half. The same exact words close that psalm and offer a sense of urgency in the need for God's salvation. In Psalm 40, though, it is part of a longer message with many themes. Here, if we read 70 on its own, it only has one motif, Husha, hurry.